This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. Billy, Hope, TJ. It's Friday! We all walked in here dragging. And when I first started in mornings, I asked, how do you get used to these hours? And one of you guys said, by Friday, you're just going to be done.
You're going to, yeah. You're going to go home and you're going to do one of those like cartoonish face first.
Out you go. Down you go.
You're just going to fall and go unconscious.
So Hope has a new dog at home. You have two dogs at home.
Yeah.
I have a cat that we've had for 8 years. Mm-hmm. We just adopted another one that showed up on our porch a couple weeks ago. Do you guys take pictures of your pets and send them to your significant others?
Daily. Every day.
It's so dumb.
It's crazy. and back and forth. So like if I'm home, I'll take pictures of the dog and then send it to Steve because, oh my God, look at what you're missing. And then he'll send me a picture of like Noelle sitting on the floor. He's like, Mom, where are you? So like we've got a story. Always. We always share pictures of our dog.
See, my girlfriend and I just started a shared album where we're dumping any pictures that we're taking of Duke into the shared folder.
You're not texting them. You're just going right to storage.
Right. We're going to save them anyways.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Last night, our cat was laying. So the new cat, Roxy, is hanging out on the back of the couch. And
like cats do.
Like you walk past. When you walk in the door, the couch is like sort of the edge of the living room. So you walk past it. So she's always like within petting reach as you're walking in and out of the house. And so I staged a photo shoot and I put a blanket on her.
Oh my gosh.
And she woke up and she looked at me and I snapped the photo and I just put it over on the Facebook page. It was totally like she was getting ready for some kind of photo shoot. You know, like work it. Work it. Give me more feline.
Give me more kitty. Rare. Naughty kitty. Rare. Happy kitty. Rare.
A little bit more fan, please.
Don't miss out.
It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Happy Friday.
We've got some bridge projects going on 490 in Bushnell's Basin starting to close down. And I always have mixed feelings when I see that bridge work is being done because I have what I like to think is a very irrational fear that when I drive over a bridge, it's going to collapse. But then when I see, this bridge needs to be maintained because it's from 1950 and it's falling apart and, you know, we're going to work to fix it. I'm like, why this bridge? And what about all the other bridges that were also built at the same time that all go over the canal and they all look identical? And I'm like, I live near the canal. I can't just not go back and forth over it. So I get very freaked out that I'm going to crash, go into water regularly when I have to drive over a bridge.
I want you today or this weekend to do a little homework project. Maybe set up a camera when you do this.
Okay.
Drive towards Marketplace Mall. There's a bridge that goes over the expressway.
On what?
Whatever that road is that leads to the mall at Wegmans.
Jefferson?
Highland Drive. So if you're on that bridge and the signal light turns red and you're actually sitting on the bridge waiting for the light, you can feel it moving from either the wind or from the trucks underneath it just pushing the air. You can feel your vehicle moving. It freaks me out every time, but in my head I'm going, no. These are made to flex. These are made to do this.
Right.
These are made to do this. Now, I'm with you. I don't know how this happened to me or when. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago. The bridge, the big bridge going over into Canada. You know how you get...
Oh, like at Wellesley?
Yes.
That one, everybody is a little...
So I get on that, and it's not the height that bothers me. It's how narrow it is.
Yeah. And so, it's so long.
Yes. You're
like, it's like, walking a tight wire, and you're like, I'm almost to the end. I'm almost to the end.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point now where I'm just thinking about it, and I can feel my body. I'm getting the goosebumps. It freaks me out to the point where, like, I don't talk. I'm holding on to the wheel, and I'm like almost at the point where when we get there from now on, I might ask my wife to drive across it. Like, there's something going on in my head, and nothing happened. There were no near misses. There were no accidents. There were no, oh my God, what's going on? If I get even in a construction zone where they have those cement things and they squish the traffic together, if I'm side by side with another vehicle and there's only 2 feet on it, it literally gets in my head. I'm like, I need to stop. I need to get out of here. I need to stop. It's like some fight or flight thing is going on in my head.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dang, you guys. You know, if you want to get online, I know there's a bunch of resources about what bridge work is being done where locally.
Would you like to hear one of the numbers?
Well, I know that it keeps my husband employed.
Yes, it does.
Because he's the flagger for all of this bridge work.
There's a report from CBS News from not that long ago. New York State. You ready, Hope?
No.
More than 17,000 bridges in New York State need to be repaired. Almost 10% are structurally deficient. New York ranked 11th in the U.S. for dilapidated bridges in this big builder and trade association report.
Yeah. Hold on. 10% of 17,000?
Don't do the math. Don't do it. The B Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, Billy, we have bonded over, well, at least Hope and I. TJ's too cool for this. We have bonded over our fear of bridges.
It's funny to me how scared you guys are. Like, we're coming in every morning and hearing about someone plummeting in a vehicle off one of our local area bridges.
You know, the longer you go without a story, the statistics, it's more likely to happen sooner.
That's absolutely crazy. So while the songs were playing, we had a caller off air who informed me that there are Chesapeake Bay. All right. Chesapeake Bay has a huge bridge, and they actually offer a service If you are scared to drive over the Bay Bridge, Chesapeake Bay Bridge, this service 24/7 is available with drivers that will drive you over it. There's five people employed. Tell me this is not a genius business model. First of all, great business. I could feed off the fear that you guys have, right?
That's horrible.
I can make money.
That's not the terms you want to use. You want to help support us through our anxieties.
$40 is what it's going to cost you, is what they charge for Chesapeake Bay. But yeah, they have a team of five drivers take you over the bridge. So I could just have little like stations all over Rochester where, you know, you throw me a few bucks and I get in your car and I drive you over.
That thing is 17 miles?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
But people are too scared. Yeah.
So what is that? A little bit more than $2 per mile?
Yeah.
So for to go like over the canal, what would that cost?
$5.
$5. That's like barely 100 yards.
$5.
And it's like $2 per mile.
Well, you know, it's my time. I've got overhead expenses.
Yeah. You're using my car.
Good morning, Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. Happy Friday.
I just found a life hack that's supposed to help toddlers eat more vegetables. I honestly think that I'm going to do it too, because I definitely am lacking greens. Have either of you heard of dinosaur time?
I've not.
No.
My kids are older. You've got a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
So you might be a little closer to this than I am.
So this trend's going viral on TikTok, where you channel your inner dinosaur, pretend you're a Triceratops, Stegosaurus, and you shove a bunch of leafy greens in your mouth while the Jurassic theme song is playing. Pretend you're a dinosaur and eat a bunch of leafy greens without any salad dressing.
As a mother of someone who went through a phase where she was a dinosaur.
Oh.
Ava went through a huge phase when she was in elementary school. And dinosaurs walk funny. And I was like, you can't keep walking like that.
You're going to freeze
it's
like that.
It's not good for you. But I never tried to use that dinosaur phase to help her eat better.
There's a whole bunch of videos. I
mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. The kids are, you know, shoving lettuce in their mouth and rawr, and making the noises and stuff.
Yeah. It's like from the, what's the Christmas movie where she's like, show mommy how the piggies eat.
Right.
It's doing the same thing. We're just going to act like an animal.
What Christmas movie are you talking about?
A Christmas Story.
I don't remember that at all from A Christmas Story.
It's classic.
Is that with Fragile?
Yes.
That's A Christmas Story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And the mom's at the table and she's like, show me how the piggies eat. And then he sticks his face in. So it's similar. Show me how the dinosaurs eat.
Is this a hack that you're thinking of using on yourself?
I think, yeah.
Like you're going to psych yourself into eating more vegetables by pretending to be a dinosaur?
I mean, just like 30 seconds of like quickly chewing spinach and just being like, you know. Right. Versus taking forever to eat a salad and being like, oh, I really don't want this. Just like, boom, get it over with. Like ripping the Band-Aid off. Quick dinosaur time.